Classifying your worries. When it comes to your worries, they will either be current problems that you face in your daily life or near future. The other types of worries will be based upon hypothetical situations that you overthink in your mind. These are hypothetical worries. Go through your list of worries and do the same thing that you did with your list of triggers. Label what are current problems or what are hypothetical situations. Once you identify what worries are hypothetical situations that you aren't dealing with, you might realize how much fictional worry your mind is used to generating. If worries pertain to a current problem you have in your life, go and mark a star, exclamation mark, or whatever mark you want next to the current problem it stems from. This way, when you go through your list of current problems, you will be able to realize which current problems have a more damaging impact on your mind and the negative creativity your anxiety generates. Write about your worries and what you fear will happen. This will help you experience your fears instead of going with your natural tendency to avoid them. Avoiding your fears can keep you from addressing the unknown, which is essential for anxiety sufferers to become comfortable with. Once you pinpoint what exactly makes you scared of your worry, you will be more capable of minimizing the potential that uncertainty has on your mind. Perhaps writing the worst-case scenario will help you to step back and realize how silly your fears truly are, and that some may not be that terrible at all. You may realize that some of your worries are very realistic, and that they pertain to a situation that has previously happened before. Keep these lists for other activities that you will be presented with further on in the book.